أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. Dear viewers, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. As you know, we are talking about moral concepts and moral principles. And so far we have touched a number of moral issues. The last issue we touched was humbleness. We talked about humbleness and its different uses and advantages in detail. You're not going to touch it again. This session will be devoted to another moral concept that is equally important. It is the concept of forgiveness. Forgiveness is a very pivotal concept in Islam. To begin with, I will present a very brief introduction. As you see, we are not able to live alone. Leading an isolated life is not possible for any one of us. You cannot live alone, I cannot live alone, and nobody can live alone, because you are in need of different things. You are in need of a house to live in. You are in need of something to eat and something to drink. You are in need of clothes to wear and different other things and materials. You alone cannot afford to prepare all these things. You are dependent on others. You are dependent on others who can provide you with what you need. So we need to live with others. We need to live in a society. To live in a society has a lot of advantages. And many of the moral concepts can be put into practice in society. If there were no society, we would not be able to apply many of the moral principles, such as the principle of generosity, the principle of spending our money and wealth in the way of Allah, and many other things. We can put these moral concepts into practice if we live in a society. So living in a society has a lot of advantages and a lot of benefits. But parallel to these advantages and benefits, there are some disadvantages for living in a society. When you live alone, you don't need to fight with others or to dispute with others, because there is no other, so that you fall into fight with him. But when you live in a society, there will be conflict of interest. Somebody might encroach upon you, and or you might encroach on anyone else's rights. So as a result, there will be conflict, there will be fight, and sometimes blood will be shed. How can we confront all these social evils? How can we overcome these challenges? One way and one solution for this problem is law. If you put laws and regulations into practice, then many of the difficulties will be solved. If you refer to court, and if you refer to law, many of the problems will get solved. But law alone is not able to solve all the problems. And law enforcement agencies are not able alone to do away with all sorts of difficulties and social evils. We are in need of some complementary role. We are in need of some sort of supplementary regulation, and that is nothing other than moral principles. If we apply moral principles, if we pay attention to moral principles, we will be able to support law enforcement agencies, and we will be able to minimize social evils, if not eradicate them. So moral principles is a good or a good help and a good assistance for maintaining law and order in society and for bringing about security in a society. In one of the moral principles that is very much helpful in this regard is the principle of forgiveness. Many of our problems cannot be solved by going to court or by resorting to laws. And there are difficulties that remain. How can we tackle these problems? We can tackle them through the principle of forgiveness. If we use the principle of forgiveness, we will be able to overcome the problems that cannot be solved by going to court. We must forgive each other. There might be dispute between you and your brother. There might be dispute between you and your wife. Every family has its own kind of disputes and problems. So one solution for overcoming all these problems is to ignore the problems and to forgive the one who has been unjust to us. Let us forgive him or her. Forgiving is a very good idea. Islam does not prescribe forgiveness alone. Islam says that you can take revenge. You can revenge yourself upon your enemy. But Islam says that if you act in accordance with the principle of forgiveness, that will be far better for you. It will be better for your spirit. It will be better for the development of your psychology. It will be beneficial for your spiritual health. So try to forgive. Those who forgive, they are very good people. They are, speaking psychologically, are very healthy compared to those who are not using the principle of forgiveness and who do not adhere to this principle. So Islam says that first of all, adhere to the principle of forgiveness. But of course, if you do not want to make use of this principle, then of course you can go to court and you can follow up your case and do whatever you want and whatever the law permits you to do. But the most important thing is forgiveness. We should keep it in mind to forgive as long as it is possible. Let us now quote some verses from the Holy Quran that are related to the issue of forgiveness. In other words, let us look at this issue from a chronic angle and find out the viewpoint expressed by the Holy Quran in this regard. The Holy Quran makes mention of this important principle in many verses and in many chapters. If one wants to make a thorough study of the principle of forgiveness, he needs to study the whole Quran, because here and there, every now and then, Quranic verses touch the concept of forgiveness in one way or the other. So if you want to make a thorough study, a comprehensive investigation, you need to read the Holy Quran completely. But of course, if you want to have a glimpse of what is going on in the Holy Quran in regard with the principle of forgiveness, you can now suffice to the verses which I will recite to you. The Holy Quran says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ وَأَوْلَادِكُمْ عَدُوًا لَكُمْ فَاحْذَرُوهُمْ وَإِنْ تَعْفُوا وَتَصْفَحُوا وَتَغْفِرُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Let me translate. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who believe. The Holy Quran does not address all human beings, because they might not accept some of the presuppositions for this ruling. Therefore, the Holy Quran addresses the believers, O you who believe in Allah the Almighty and Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, as well as other prophets, and also in the Day of Judgment. Also, the issue of Imamat is there. O you who believe in all these principles, إِنَّ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ, from among your wives, وَأَوْلَادِكُمْ, and from among your children, there is an enemy to you. You see, some of us are very much shallow-minded. Some of us are very simple-minded. We think that our wives are always our friends. We think our children are our fellows, and they do not harm us. They always do what is in our interest. But the Holy Quran warns us against having such a shallow understanding of things. The Holy Quran says, be aware that from among your wives, there is someone who is not your friend, who is your enemy. Don't rely on your wives thinking that they are your wives. They do not harm you. No, be very much cautious. Again, don't be very much simple-minded in regard with your children. And you know about the son of Prophet Noah, and also about his wife. His son did not obey his father and did not embrace properly the religion of his father. And therefore, he was drowned. He was his son, but he did not act in accordance with his own responsibility, and therefore he was drowned. So being a wife or being a child of someone is not sufficient reason for being a friend. It is not sufficient for friendship. You see, now we are very much talking about different things. We are talking about national issues, we are talking about tribal issues, and we are talking about racial issues. Sometimes we are very much concern about our race, about our nation, about our color, thinking that whoever belongs to our race, he is good to us and he does good to us. Well, the Holy Quran warns us against our own children, saying that even you cannot rely on your children who are part of you, who is of the same origin you are. So when your children are not faithful to you, when your wives or your enemies, then how can you rely on others? In other words, the Holy Quran wants to tell us what is important is the issue of faith. If somebody is your ally in faith, then you can rely on him. You can associate him. But if he is not your brother in faith, if he is not your friend in faith, then you cannot rely on him, even if he is your child, even if he is your colleague. So this is one thing. And then says that فَحْزَرُوهُمْ be on caution while dealing with them, or be careful about them. Don't rely on him, saying that they are my wives or my children. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that since your wives and since your children are not always your friends, be on caution while dealing with them, and you can take measures against them. But Allah says, وَإِن تَعْفُوا وَتَسْفَهُوا وَتَغْفِرُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. But if you forgive, if you pardon, and if you forget about their mistakes, then it will be good. Because God Himself is forgiving. He Himself is merciful and kind. If you are kind, and if you forget about the mistakes done by others, if you are not bothered by the mistakes committed by others, and if you forget about them, then it will be very much good for you and for your spiritual health. So this verse advises us and tells us to follow the principle of forgiveness. وَإِن تَعْفُوا. عَفُوا in Arabic is an Arabic term. It means forgiveness. Let us forgive each other. You cannot forgive a person unless he commits a mistake. And the mistake is related to you. The mistake has something to do with you. In other words, you can forgive a person who has harmed you or who is harming you. If there is no harm, if there is no damage, there is no place for forgiveness. If somebody harms you, if you meet an accident, if somebody's car crashes yours and damaging your car, and then you can forgive him. Here is the place you can make use of forgiveness. If somebody insults you and you do not insult him in response, then you have forgiven him and you have made use of the principle of forgiveness. If somebody harms you, and if you ignore it, and if you forgive him, then you have made use of the principle of forgiveness. There are many occasions for the application of this principle. In our day-to-day life, we come across different things, different issues. In each one of these issues, we can make use of this principle. There is another verse that again deals with the same issue. It touches other issues as well. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says in chapter Baqarah, verse number 237, فرضتموهن من قبل أن تمسوهن وقد فرستم لهن فريضة فنصف ما فرستم. The first part of this verse talk about divorce. It says if you divorce them, if you divorce your wives before you touch them or before you make intercourse with them. وَقَدْ فَرَسْتُمْ لَهُنَّ فَرِيزَ While you have appointed a dowry or a portion for them, what is your duty in such a case? Allah says, فَنِسْتُمْ مَا فَرَسْتُمْ In such a case, you should pay half of what you have appointed. If you have appointed, for example, $1,000, then you need to pay $500. إِلَّا أَن يَعْفُونَ Unless or except they forgive, they relinquish. أَوْ يَعْفُوَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ عُقْدَةُ النِّكَاحِ Or he forgives in whose hand is the tie of marriage. In other words, if her father or her forefather forgives the portion, then you don't need to pay. But if they do not forgive, if they do not relinquish, then you need to pay half of what you have appointed. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives a moral advice. It says, وَإِن تَعْفُوا أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى But if you forgive, if you relinquish, it will be nearer to piety. If you want to be pious, if you want to be a religious person, then make use of the principle of forgiveness and forgive others. وَلَا تَنْسُوا الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ When there is the question of forgiveness, then it should not make you forget about another important thing, and that is the exchange of gifts. You can give something to her as gift, and she can give something to you as gift, in order to say that we are no longer enemies to each other, we are friends. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ Allah is knowing about what you do. So this verse is also about the principle, or at least this verse is partly about the principle of forgiveness. And forgiveness is very good, and especially from the psychological point of view. The more you forgive, the better it is. So let us follow this principle, and let us make use of it, and better the image of our life. Thank you very much for listening.